custom feeding cattle in northeast Nebraska. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Chuck Folken and son run a 7,000-head custom cattle feedlot near Lee in northeast Nebraska. At the recent annual meeting of Nebraska cattlemen in Kearney, we visited with Chuck about their custom feeding operation, which he says specializes in ranch customers.
We have very few investor types anymore. It's just mostly ranch people and some people that are really, truly in the cattle business. Our feed yard is permitted for 7,000 head. We grew that operation in the years when we had to do all the work with the ponds and when we had to improve our environmental, do our environmental work, then we just made the feed yard a little bit bigger. And we've grown it, my son and I have grown it over the course of the last 10 years.
You grow your own feed then for the feed yard?
Everything that we grow, we feed. And we raise alfalfa and corn, and everything gets run fed through the feed yard, and then we also buy an awful lot of corn.
Let's talk about the cattle market a little bit, and it's been good. Of course, those input costs are high as well.
The input costs are high, but it's been a really interesting year in the cattle business from the marketing standpoint. The prices have been remarkably good for fat cattle. Our feeder cattle prices are high, but they need to be. The whole thing just needs to be scaled up, and I really am pleased with the way this market is going here. I think the demand for beef and the fact that we're producing a lot of beef and consumers are willing to pay a little more for it, but we also have to be very conscious of our quality and make sure that we continue to do a good job on quality and safety.
The corn price coming down some probably helps too.
You know, it has helped here recently, and the whole thing with the corn and the ethanol, I don't think anybody really understands the full dynamics of that yet until after the first of the year. The whole dynamics of the ethanol industry are going to change with the blender's credit going away and the import tariffs probably leaving also. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. But, you know, our corn crop wasn't all that big in Nebraska. I don't look for this corn to stay this cheap very long, actually.
So are you doing anything new, different in the feedlot there? Are you holding pretty steady?
I guess one of the things that we've done is with the high-priced inputs that we've had, we've added some more staff, and we've added a little bit more manure equipment so that we can keep the pens cleaner. And we feel that right now is the time not to get lazy on management practices, but actually step them up. You got to do a better job right here when calves are costing nearly $1,000 a piece to lay into the feed yard. And we just have to do a really good job of keeping everything healthy, keeping the pens clean. We just have to step up our management.
Chuck Folken of Lee, Nebraska, who, by the way, is wrapping up his term as president of Nebraska Cattlemen. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Ag News for America.